Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
EYL University is the biggest online platform for education, but it's much, much more. It's actually a community. Our private Facebook group has over 8,000 members and 20 Infinity groups. The students teach themselves just as much as the professors do. We have weekly webinars. We have over 100 past webinars. You get access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Real Estate Blueprint. You get access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. You get access to our monthly group chat investment calls and much, much more. So, go to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage of our limited offer, blowout sale, 65% off of the annual membership. EYLUniversity.com right now and become an earner.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. I want you to talk about NFTs in virtual reality world, because we had spoken about digital fashion shows and all these type of things that could be digital museums and paintings. Talk about that a little bit.
So, all right.
My sister just texted me. She said he's answering all my, because she's been asking me about NFTs all week. That he's answering all my questions with the mind blown.
That's my goal. I'm trying to get all of the question marks check. Mm-hmm. And part of the languages of this is understanding that NFT is a utility of the blockchain. Like, really, that's what NFTs is. It's a clever way to use the blockchain, right? So it opens up a whole new world. But you also have to understand augmented reality. You have to understand virtual reality. And you most definitely have to understand spatial reality, right? Once you start to understand this, then it changes the game. Now, I had the unique experience to be part of the 1% in the world who've experienced spatial reality thanks to my brother Idris, right? Now, being able to experience this, I now can understand how immersive it is.
What is spatial reality? What's spatial reality?
So spatial reality, and that's what I'm about to go into with the AR and the VR, right? So mm-hmm. Let's start with VR. If it's VR, I put on these glasses and I'm immersed in this world. So I can't walk with some VR glasses on. You understand me? if I'm playing like a running game, because I'm going to run into something. I don't know where I'm going, right? If it's AR, the same way as like we had Pokemon Go, and people was able to put their phone, and now they can see a little Charizard jumping up. Like, oh, it puts digital items layered on top of the real world. You understand me? That it can move around. So the spatial reality, essentially, and this is what I had the opportunity of trying, was the HoloLens of Microsoft.
Microsoft,
right?
Yeah.
Shout out Microsoft. That's how I know Microsoft is Ready One Player. They are taking over the goddamn world.
Literally.
Like, listen, understand Microsoft is a serious player in the game. When I seen them going down, I said, oh, snap, they just big discount right now.
And grab everyone you can, right?
Yeah, and then this is where you got to really, really understand this space. So spatial reality, and this is what's going to blow a lot of people's mind when they actually try it, because it's going to make regular reality boring. It is very addictive. You're not going to want to come back to regular reality.
You're 6 hours in easily.
Yeah. So think of it like this. I put on these glasses and they look just like this. So imagine my glasses look just like this, right? But now it gives me the opportunity to see these digital assets in real time, right? So let's say instead of having a phone, I now have a digital phone and I can see with my glasses, and it moves when my hand moves, I can pick it up just the same way, right? So it's 3D the same way. If you look at Minority Report, they had versions of it as well where you can touch and you can move it. That's where we are in the present. We call it the future is the present, right? So now I don't need a phone anymore, because I can take my phone and it'll come up just like my real phone with all of the apps, and I can FaceTime somebody, right? But it no longer takes up space, right? It's spatial, but it doesn't take up any physical space. Yeah. So now I can have all of these things on me, but they're not physical. They're not carbon. So now that replaces the phone, and I don't need that anymore, right? But also think about this, the ideas that can come along with it. Digital architecture. I can look outside my window and an architect can build layers on top of a city that only I see. You understand me? Like, you can now buy digital assets. Let's say you got a digital pen that's sitting on your shirt that you bought from some luxury company that you really love. And when the person put on the glass, they're like, damn, you paid $100 for that pen. The same way it is in gaming. Mm. All gamers don't have the same exact assets in the game.
Right.
Some people pay a lot of money for it in the armor, right? So that goes into things like Decentraland. Decentraland is a virtual space that is owned by its users. You understand me? In this space, like, people can live in it kind of like your Sims. So you are in this space, you have an avatar, right? And imagine, like, I want my avatar to dress like me though. But let's say a person want a crown, like a real crown on their avatar, they gotta buy it from my digital store so that their avatar can now wear it, right? So it's like, not only you can actually wear these digital clothes that kind of go along with who you are, you understand me? And it could be the same where you walk around with a whole store on you. Like, when a person put on those glasses, you got your book floating next to you, right?
Yeah.
And the person get to tap it, and they be like, yeah, you want to buy that? And then it takes the money out their wallet, and it's yours, right? Yeah. It goes into so many use cases, because you can walk into a blank museum, you put the glasses on, and now you see all the digital art around you, right? So you see all of the stores clearing out. Now it gives an ability for this space to actually be useful. So when you start thinking about that, and I had an idea, I did a whole masterclass on this, and I'll share one of the ideas, because, y'all get this free guy. Right? No, so this is like, you see NBA Top Shot, right?
Yep.
NBA Top Shot is essentially trading virtual digital cards, and you get these moments that you get to play like a real, but you get to own it, right? And of course, all of those won't be valuable in the future, because everybody don't care about all of the NBA players in the future. Only certain things are actually valuable when you revisit it over time. LeBron stuff, you know what I mean? Kobe stuff, like all of those top players, people really care. It has an emotional connection. But imagine this, and the issue is that the players don't actually, they're not getting paid off this, right? They don't have digital ownership or they digital sales. Their contracts, everybody contracts is different. But imagine if, and y'all can tell me this might be a good idea or not, and NBA players, y'all can have this. But imagine if LeBron is in his backyard, Kyrie in his backyard, KD, and instead of doing Top Shot, they sell, you know, the Black Top, You understand me? To where they in the back and they playing a one-on-one game. And instead of selling moments from the NBA, they selling moments from their backyard. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be more valuable? And they saying that we only going to sell 10 moments of this, right? Yeah. How much would that actually sell for? So I want to get people to start thinking in like different creative ways to where you can start owning yourself. And ownership changes in the digital space the same way. It's different as it is in the physical space. Different mm-hmm. laws apply, different copyright and trademark, and different ways that you can actually get around it. So like this, and that's a $100 million idea I just threw out. Easy. Like that's something that you can put on and be done. Don't you understand me? Like,
but 19 is what you're referring to is the Microsoft project. Is that similar to Oculus?
Yes.
It's better.
But it's better, much better.
So yeah, Oculus is
Facebook. Social media is Stone Age. What we're talking about is 2080.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. People, it might. This is first of all,
Internet 3.0.
First of all, this is a high level conversation. It's like when Kanye said the Hermes of rap. What do you say?
It's true, but that's why I'm always like study the top because the ones with the most capital, and then behind the scenes with the government. I don't want to go too deep and too esoteric, but they're funding a lot of the stuff that is coming out. Go look at Black Mirror.
Yeah.
For those of you interested in NFT, go study the entire history of Sotheby's and how they moved art. The same metrics and laws are going to be applied here.
And it's my bad, Ian.
No, you good.
But it's like you got to pay attention to what's going on because the future is right now. And yes. This is like even when Gary V, like when he comes on a platform, he's like, this is the only thing I'm focused on in virtual reality. Like,
and Cuban say he's studying 7 hours. There's a reason for it.
They're not just
it's
doing
a new landscape. This is like digital Wakanda.
The problem is that the majority of people, it's like the pyramid, right? Like people at the top have the information and then it gets funneled down and it gets trickled down. But most people, they're not really thinking about the future until it happens. Most people are just reactionary. Like they are in it and they're living in it. But the conversation now is what's going to happen and what is happening. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't fully understand it, it's important to be aware of it because you're going to be moved in that direction whether you want to or not.
If the economy gets worse, they're going to create more virtual landscapes for us to like, for all the parents that were born in the 60s and 70s, you see how much your kid is on this. They'll be on these lenses 9 times more.
And you'll be on them.
Yeah. Keys, I think I heard you say that, man. Some people life happens for them. Some people life happens to them.
Yep.
And if you look at the technology from a standpoint where a 2-year-old is able to function on a technology device way more efficient than a 65-year-old, that tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
Now I was just going to say that, like, we thinking about the children, but I promise once y'all try these lenses on, you're not going to want to take them off.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.